Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Because this is Josh's home. In Congress, Josh Gottheimer has fought for us, working to stop the congestion tax, standing up to Trump, and supporting North Jersey businesses. As governor, Josh Gottheimer has a plan to lower costs that are crushing Jersey families. He'll cut property taxes 15% and stop utility companies from ripping us off. Josh Gottheimer's a husband, a father, a son of North Jersey. So make a plan to vote. You can vote early June 3rd to June 8th or Election Day, June 10th. To lower costs and stand up to Trump, vote Josh Gottheimer for governor. Paid for by Jersey Promise, 103215 Street, Washington, D.C. This ad was not made with cooperation, prior consent, consultation, or at the request or suggestion of any candidate or anyone acting on their behalf.
History's masterpieces wouldn't be the same without their most notable accents. Neither would the Kia Sportage without its multiple drive modes. The Kia Sorento without its expansive 12.3-inch panoramic display. Or the Kia Telluride without its three rows of spacious seating. The 2025 Kia SUVs. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Donate your card today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, can be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or go online at carsforkids.org to donate today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS, CARS for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
When you get fast and reliable internet at Verizon, you can also save on the entertainment you love. Save on your favorite funny flicks. Adrenaline rushes, rom-commers, and can't-miss games. Add your favorite entertainment to any Fios home internet plan, like Netflix and Max, or Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. With Verizon, stream more of what you love and save. Call 1-800-VERIZON and get Fios home internet today. 18 plus terms apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Get ready for more Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rico Bronya podcast on the Odyssey app is proudly sponsored by Mio Sparkling Sake, the official sake of the New York Mets. Enjoy at Citi Field or your favorite spot. A new tradition in sake. Mio Sparkling Sake.
And we're back talking all things connectivity with Spectrum customers Kev and Melissa. So tell us, how long have you been with Spectrum and how important is a reliable internet connection?
We've been Spectrum customers since we moved 12 years ago. The first thing we did is sign up for Spectrum Internet.
You get a leash, you get it Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Immediately.
We need that. We had Spectrum Wi-Fi before our couch got here.
That's true. That's a true story.
I'll sleep on the floor, but I won't go to bed with no internet.
You heard it here. Switch to Spectrum now.
When it comes to getting the guaranteed lowest price on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. And when it comes to getting more free services for life than anywhere else on Falcon tires, there's only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. So when you're in the market for the best deal on Falcon tires, get to Town Fair, because nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. And I mean absolutely nobody.
Name brands at discount prices, Town Fair.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chance of showers for tonight with a low around 70.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Have you heard? The Staples Easy Button is back with even more easy. Press it for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos. Staples. That was easy.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
So we are going to hear more names in terms of who the Knicks will interview or be interested in hiring as their brand new head coach. The latest today was an interest level in Jason Kidd and the fact that they are requesting permission from the Dallas Mavericks to possibly interview him. But we're still in that early stages where people are throwing recommendations out there. Like I mentioned the other day, you weren't here for this, that if I'm the Knicks, I make a phone call to the Warriors. I ask about Steve Kerr.
Really?
Steve Kerr's contract runs up at the end of next year. Maybe he looks at the situation in Golden State and says, you know what? I've done all I can here. I've won a bunch of championships. I've had a great partnership with Steph Curry.
Right.
I look at New York City as a new, more exciting opportunity. And I think the contract certainly gives Steve Kerr the power where he could say to the Warriors, I'm done. And the Warriors would have no choice because his contract runs out at the end of next year.
Yeah.
So right now I haven't heard any traction on something like that, but it's just an idea, just a thought. Would you like to hear the idea of Amon Shumpert, former Knick? A lot of Knick fans loved Amon Shumpert. He still watches the game, still has a very strong opinion. He was on TV yesterday, and he was asked that question. All right, who do you want to see coach the New York Knicks?
And what did he say?
Let's take a listen to what Amon Shumpert had to say.
Former Knick, who do you want him to hire?
I've been wanting Mark Jackson to get back in coaching so bad, which I know is just me talking. But I think it's time. They're going to put Rick Brunson in there. I think it's time. Go ahead and let Rick do it. His son's already playing point guard. Head of the snake. Head of the snake is the extension of the head of the snake.
I have not heard that yet. I mean, that's an interesting concept. But I will say, whoever it is has to be a guy who has the respect of the locker room immediately.
Rick Brunson. Yeah.
Veteran team that is designed to win now. So Rick is the guy who would have the respect of the team. But I think it's going to be somebody who will walk in with that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Rick Brunson action.
He's not speaking from any kind of informed perspective. That's just his opinion.
That is just his opinion.
Based on what he knows goes on. Obviously, His son, Rick's son, Jalen, is the star of the team. And why not go daddy ball? It works in Little League, right? Why not see if it can work in the NBA? But I don't think there's any reality to that.
No, I don't. And I was giving a thought about, well, he's got to be on the new staff. Like, that's kind of the logic that we all have. If the new head coach doesn't want Rick Brunson on the staff, which probably is a bad idea only because he is the father of the best player, like you want to keep your players happy, I don't think Rick Brunson's out of a job. The Knicks probably just like move him to a scout job or something in the front office. So it's kind of easy if you're the Knicks to keep Rick Brunson as part of the family, even if the brand new head coach is not that interested in him actually doing so.
Right.
Would you like Rick Brunson to be your next head coach there, Logie?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that?
You can't do it for optics. You can't do it for the coalition of Knick haters. You can't do that. It's fine. He could be on the bench, obviously, as influence in the organization, but not as the head coach. It's not Little League.
Okay.
You know, this is not Tiki coaching AJ. All right? Come on.
All right. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Gentlemen, glad to catch up with you guys. We spoke earlier this week before the Thibodeau news, and as you know, part of the coalition here, I do want to give my two cents and my sympathy to all the Knicks fans that are listening. But before I get into Thibodeau, Tommy, I think he said that Mike Green's saving a triple bang for game 6 or 7 of a Knicks finals. Unfortunately for Mike, are you thinking he's going to die a triple bang virgin? Because there's no way that will ever happen on this earth. And speaking of
Kendrick, speak on Mike Breen's personal life.
Fair enough. I don't want to even think about it, Tiki, to be honest. So we'll move on quickly. As I've often said, Thibodeau, he's not a Hall of Fame coach, guys. He's a walk of shame coach because come the playoff time, he goes from 10 to 2, and you know exactly what I mean. And I think Knicks fans should not be hating Tyrese Halliburton. I think they should be thanking the Kurt Angle of the NBA. You see, Tyrese Halliburton, he won a gold medal with a broken freaking voice box. And last night when he hit that shot, you heard exactly why he went from overrated to underappreciated, because he might have brought back the Reggie Miller choke gesture in their series. But the other chant that Tyrese Halliburton might have brought back is not "Who's your daddy?" but "Where's your daddy?" Because you want to talk about a WWE script. He might have got Jalen Brunson's dad fired if I had my way with the Knicks. Because you see what it is? I think not only the paid actors and the fake fans at Madison Square Garden got to James Dolan, I think the big donors might have got to James Dolan, because the Nova Knicks, the conclave has come together, and we're waiting for the orange and blue smoke to come up from those dirty sewers outside Penn Station. But I think maybe Jim Dolan reached out to Steve Cohen and saw what he did, and he realized scared money doesn't make money. So you can take all those $30 million, Tom, to the bank, because it's no biggie for the next couple of years, because you'll be getting paid to do nothing.
Well done there, Kevin. That was a hell of a call.
Nice.
It really was.
Nicely done.
He's like a smarter, more elegant version of Ozzie and Woodridge.
Yes.
And I like Ozzie. I mean, Ozzie's like a dirtier version of himself. Mm. And Kendrick's like the buttoned-up person. Let's go to Joe in East Islip. Hey, Joe.
Happy Friday.
No doubt. Happy Friday indeed. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not asking how you're doing because we listeners got reprimanded the other
day. That's true. And yet
that,
I continue to do it, which makes me like the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Well, I will say a lot of callers do genuinely care about how you guys are doing. At least I do about Tiki being a huge Giants fan.
Thank you, Joe.
Positive Tommy. A little bit on the fence with you, Evan. But anyway.
Right. I respect it.
I want to increase the intensity of your tsunami trade.
Go ahead.
Okay? Yes. It's a crazy innovative idea. The Knicks, you mentioned, all of them fine, whatever package. Giannis, yes. But also Doc Rivers as coach.
Oh, my God.
It's happened in sports before to trade for a coach or a manager, but it's rare. What do you think?
What do I think? The answer is no.
Yeah. When did it happen?
I love his thinking, though. I got to tell you, that happen? Is creative thinking.
When did it happen?
When a coach was traded.
Yeah, when did it?
Jason Kidd was traded from the Nets to the Bucks for a second-round pick, two second-round picks, if memory serves correct. It has happened before. I don't know.
I've only heard it in football. Like, it happened in football.
Well, it happened. I'm telling you, Jason Kidd happened.
Yeah.
And there's a few other examples. They don't jump at me at the top of my head. It's rare, but it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can intermingle it with a transaction involving big players. But I love his thought. His thought is, all right, you want a tsunami? Is that what you want? Is that how we're going to get Giannis? Well, then take Doc Rivers. Now, that's a tsunami.
What about Doc Rivers?
He has to become the new head coach. That's his point.
Oh, I got you.
What do you think? He's going to be the backup point guard?
No, I didn't know what he was talking about.
He's saying the tsunami. So I suggested, if you're just tuning in, because there was a report out of Milwaukee that the Knicks are preparing a quote-unquote tsunami-like offer, whatever that is. So I came up with one because the Knicks don't have a lot of draft capital to deal, and the tsunami-like offer was take back Damian Lillard.
Yes.
So Joe, thinking along those lines, said, how about you take back Doc Rivers to coach the team?
I got it.
Would you do that one, Tommy? Would you take back Doc Rivers to coach the team?
Well, I was thinking of along a practical basis, not a facetious basis.
Oh, no, this is not practical.
Yours was practical.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
because
it.
Because that's what teams want to do when they have these ridiculous contracts and they need to get, and they have no way to get rid of them.
Yeah, no, mine is practical, even if it's something the Knicks should never do. Our last caller was also funny.
On the Doc Rivers thing, the Clippers did acquire Doc Rivers from the Celtics.
That was a trade, too.
That was a trade. And Stan Van Gundy, the Magic to the Heat.
What did they give up?
A 2019 first-round pick.
Well, they did give up a first-round. A what first-round pick? What year did you say?
2019.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said 2029. I'm like, what?
Yeah, waiting for that thing?
The Nets-Bucks one was 2 second-round picks. I remember that. So I think the compensation, if the Knicks were trading for a coach, not Doc Rivers, but let's say Jason Kidd, I think it would be this first-round pick they own from the Wizards that's really protected.
Yeah.
That is probably going to turn into two number twos. So I think that's what they would send over. But that Doc Rivers thing is funny. I think that makes me
mad. It's creative.
Very creative.
Although unrealistic and not worthy.
No. Rick is in White Plains. Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Evan, it's great to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you since the Evan and Joe days. How are you?
Welcome back, sir. Thank you for calling.
It's great to speak with you. I really love your show. Big fan. You and I both bleed Mets orange and blue, and we're both writers. And keep an eye out for a little goodie bag for me coming in the mail.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. I, too, bemoan the loss of the printed ticket and all the hope that came in that little booklet that arrived every year.
Yeah.
So you would speak in my language. But look, I'm not particularly superstitious, but when it comes to tempting the fates, your call on the Mets game yesterday, you like baited the sweetest fisherman's lure for the fates you ever could. And it happened just like you predicted, with a horrifying loss at the end of the game. And I'm watching that game and I'm thinking, Evan's nightmare is coming true. So please bear in mind that you may have a direct line into the fates and be kinder to our Mets in the future.
I have learned my lesson. I will never, ever go on the radio and say, I'm okay with a loss, and then say, but I wouldn't be okay if it goes this way, because all I'm doing is tempting our fate. So I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm sorry. I screwed the New York Mets last night. And if the Mets lose the division by one game or miss the playoffs by one game, or don't have home field advantage by one game, or whatever you want to come up with, it's on me.
Michael Conforto does it against the Mets.
Shut up! God, that made me sick.
I thought he was going to say again for a second.
Does it again. Pete's in Queens. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just have I want to say two things, but I have a question for Evan. I forgot what he said as I was listening.
All right.
The trade with Giannis.
Yes, I basically said
the
tsunami trade idea would involve giving up everything and keeping back Dame. Yes.
No, somebody else called it a tsunami. Evan was just speculating on why it could be called a tsunami.
Yes, I do not get credit for the tsunami name. That came from a reporter in Milwaukee.
I get that.
Yes. All right, okay. So what's up?
But you did come up with something for Giannis.
Yes.
What was your idea?
It was taking back the exorbitant contract of Dame Lillard, who unfortunately has a torn Achilles, while giving up Cat, OG, Mikal, and Mitchell Robinson.
Why do you have to give up so many? Let me tell you, Giannis is perfect for New York.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he wants to make him. I want him more. KD, I want no part of that.
Okay.
Because of his age, or because he never wanted you to begin with? He actually wanted your little brother more.
No,
which part?
No, I don't care about that really too much. I don't take that personally.
Good.
I think he is older, but he's a prima donna, and he's a cancer in a locker. The Knicks have a certain they're still keeping their groove. They're still keeping their togetherness in a certain respect. So to bring him in, it's going to change the whole team.
I disagree with you on a lot of levels with him.
Sign the cancer thing with
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KD. I think he's...
Co-sign it. It's BS.
Right. He was great in Golden State as a jump into an already great team and help them be greater. I think he was probably the same, save for recovering from an Achilles tear in Brooklyn. I don't think he was the bad guy.
No,
he's never been the bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. I mean, I look back at the time in Brooklyn, and he really doesn't deserve blame at all for it, other than if you want to blame him for getting hurt.
Well, other than quitting the way that he did.
Asking out?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's after it was over. Like, you're right. I can criticize him for asking out, but... the destruction of the Nets wasn't about Kevin Durant. It never was. So, sure, you're right. And looking back on it, I'm kind of glad he did, because if he stayed here and the Nets kept trying to win, it was probably just going to get worse in terms of success.
Yeah,
so they were probably better off selling it off for the piece of Mikal Bridges and the draft picks that they got. And what all that turned into was even more draft capital, including getting their own draft capital back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even the point. That's more of a net discussion. It's more that calling Durant a cancer or saying he's bad in the locker room is fiction. I'm telling you right, that part is not true. If you have a problem with his age or the way he plays or his health or even his fit in the offense, those are fine. saying he's a problem in the locker room is literally making stuff up.
Yeah.
I can't co-sign that because it's BS. I've been doing something over the last 5 minutes that is blowing my mind.
What's that?
And I'm going to reveal the statistics coming up a little bit later on. Max Fried pitched for the Yankees last night. You guys saw the game?
Great recovery from his Dodger outing.
Right. It feels like Max Fried, whenever he's pitched after a Yankee loss, has been great.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together all the numbers. Like, I literally sat here, and the statistics on Max Fried after Yankee losses is going to blow your mind. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but I do need to play something for you and play something for the audience. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Knicks fans have really turned on Karl-Anthony Towns to a level where I would argue over the last year, and it's actually been less than a year. It's been like 9 months.
And he's barely been there that long.
I agree. He has faced more irrational hate than any other New York athlete in such a short period of time. And I wanted to show that to you and show that to the audience. And Rosie and I were talking before the show, and we're like, we could just play clips of people, some people who work here, some callers, or we can make it a musical. So we decided to make it a musical.
Is this an AI musical?
No. It's a real song. Oh. It's actually a great song from the 90s. I'm not sure if you guys remember it. The song was called Smelly Cat. The artist was this really cool performer. Her name was Phoebe Buffay. Are you familiar with her work?
No idea. Never heard that name, nor have I heard of Smelly Cat.
Really? You don't go to coffee shops much, do you?
I do not.
Interesting. So anyhow, we present to you a package to show you the irrational hate Cat has gotten from all circles in a little thing we call Smelly Cat. Go ahead.
Get out of here, Cat, you stay fat!
He's a step slow because he's fat.
Smelly Cat, what are they feeding you?
Sloppy mess at times.
Whoa. He is. I agree. He's a big sloppy mess. Always flailing. He's got that dumb look on his face. There's something about Karl-Anthony Towns. Number one that I do not trust.
And at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He shows you flashes where he's the best player on the court. Not enough. He doesn't play enough defense. He bitches and moans. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
Think about some of the things that we just said about him. He's a loser. He flails his body. He's fat. He's an idiot. I mean, that's... Carl, if you're listening, I just want to say on behalf of everybody, we're sorry.
Right. Apologize for our colleagues.
Because it's not that Cat doesn't deserve criticism. It just feels, and I don't actually think any of the individual critiques you just heard were that out of line. It's when you combine them.
Yeah.
It's when you think about everything.
No, it's when you set it to music. And bad music at that. Now I know why I've never heard of that music.
You thought that was bad music?
Smelly Cat?
You never heard that song?
I've never, ever, ever heard that song.
One of those rare times where something went completely over Tiki's head. Do you want me to explain it?
I mean, I know it's Cat for Cat. But yeah. Okay. Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't mean that part. That's obvious. You know where that song came from?
No.
Came from the hit TV show Friends. And Phoebe Buffay her real name is Lisa Kudrow.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she used to play Smelly Cat at the cafe a lot.
Really?
And I thought that was the perfect song for the criticism that Cat faces.
Not familiar with that.
No, you didn't like that? So overall, because I said before the show to Rosie, if people like it, it's Rosenberg's idea. Mm. If it sucks, I'll take the blame. Mm. So Tiki, your thoughts on that little audio package?
It's sitting right between you two. You know what's right between you two?
What's that?
L's. Our bevy of L's.
I wanted to express the irrational hate Cat has faced in an entertaining way. So we just figured let's put it to music as opposed to just saying, all right, here's Gio calling him a loser. All right, here's Sal saying he flails like
an original idea.
Okay.
It's an original idea.
When we come back, of course, we'll talk to you throughout the day, 888-808-1019. I'm going to blow your mind with a stat about Max Fried. And the Yankees are getting set to face the Boston Red Sox. For a long time, the Red Sox were the Yankees' biggest rivals. It ain't the Red Sox anymore. I'm going to surprise you, but I'm pretty confident that the biggest rival that the New York Yankees have is the team that you least expect.
We'll get to it all coming up. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Now, if you're thinking about popping the question, don't overthink it. Go to where generations of New Yorkers have gone, HL Gross Jewelers in Garden City. These guys have been in the diamond game for over 100 years, five generations of helping people find the perfect engagement ring. No pressure, no games, just the best prices, real education, and one-on-one honest service you want when you're making a big decision. Don't make the ring buying experience stressful and trust HL Gross in Garden City. Visit online at hlgross.com.
This is Bill Ryder with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by Fisher Investments. You heard it here first, and you heard it before the finals began. The Pacers can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yes, that's more evident now with that shocking, game-winning, clutch shot by Tyrese Halliburton. But the fact is, the Pacers aren't going to turn the ball over 24 times again, and the swagger and confidence Indiana takes from that road victory could propel them forward. I'm Bill Ryder.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the new hard-working, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day.
Who let the dogs out?
Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The power of Dell AI with Intel Inside is transforming the world of pro sports. Teams can see curveballs coming with predictive analytics. Coaches can use AI insights to help players improve their shots in real time. And fans can get more out of every winning moment with AI-enhanced replays.
Unbelievable! What a play!
See how Dell Technologies with Intel Inside can power your wins at Dell.com/win.
The Belmont Stakes is here, and TwinSpires is ready to give you money back. Opt in to become eligible for the Belmont Stakes Racing Festival money back promotion in every eligible race at Belmont at Saratoga Friday through Sunday. When you make your first win wager on each eligible race and your horse finishes second,
interview him. But we're still in that early stages where people are throwing recommendations out there. Like I mentioned the other day, you weren't here for this, that if I'm the Knicks, I make a phone call to the Warriors. I ask about Steve Kerr.
Really?
Steve Kerr's contract runs up at the end of next year. Maybe he looks at the situation in Golden State and says, you know what? I've done all I can here. I've won a bunch of championships. I've had a great partnership with Steph Curry.
Right.
I look at New York City as a new, more exciting opportunity. And I think the contract certainly gives Steve Kerr the power where he could say to the Warriors, I'm done. And the Warriors would have no choice because his contract runs out at the end of next year.
Yeah.
So right now I haven't heard any traction on something like that, but it's just an idea, just a thought. Would you like to hear the idea of Amon Shumpert, former Knick? A lot of Knick fans loved Amon Shumpert. He still watches the game, still has a very strong opinion. He was on TV yesterday, and he was asked that question. All right, who do you want to see coach the New York Knicks?
And what did he say?
Let's take a listen to what Amon Shumpert had to say.
Former Knick, who do you want him to hire?
I've been wanting Mark Jackson to get back in coaching so bad, which I know is just me talking. But I think it's time. They're going to put Rick Brunson in there. I think it's time. Go ahead and let Rick do it. His son's already playing point guard. Head of the snake. Head of the snake is the extension of the head of the snake.
I have not heard that yet. I mean, that's an interesting concept. But I will say
whoever it is has to be a guy who has the respect of the locker room immediately.
Rick Russ.
Veteran team that is designed to win now. So Rick is the guy who would have the respect of the team, but I think it's going to be somebody who will walk in with that.
How about that?
Yeah.
Rick Brunson action.
He's not speaking from any kind of informed perspective. That's just his opinion.
That is just his opinion.
Based on what he knows goes on. Obviously, his son, Rick's son, Jalen, is the star of the team. And why not go daddy ball? It works in Little League, right? Why not see if it can work in the NBA? But I don't think there's any reality to that.
No, I don't. And I was giving a thought about, well, he's got to be on the new staff. Like, that's kind of the logic that we all have. If the new head coach doesn't want Rick Brunson on the staff, which probably is a bad idea only because he is the father of the best player, like you want to keep your players happy, I don't think Rick Brunson's out of a job. The Knicks probably just like move him to a scout job or something in the front office. So it's kind of easy if you're the Knicks to keep Rick Brunson as part of the family, even if the brand new head coach is not that interested in him actually doing so.
Right.
Would you like Rick Brunson to be your next head coach there, Logie?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do that?
You can't do it for optics. You can't do it for the coalition of Nick haters. You can't do that. It's fine. He could be on the bench, obviously, as influence in the organization, but not as the head coach. It's not Little League.
Okay.
You know, this is not Tiki coaching AJ. All right? Come on.
All right. Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Hey, Kendrick.
Gentlemen, glad to catch up with you guys. We spoke earlier this week before the Thibodeau news, and as you know, part of the coalition here, I do want to give my two cents and my sympathy to all the Knicks fans that are listening. But before I get into Thibodeau, Tommy, I think he said that Mike Green's saving a triple bang for game 6 or 7 of a Knicks finals. Unfortunately for Mike, are you thinking he's going to die a triple bang virgin? Because there's no way that will ever happen on this earth. And speaking of
Kendrick, don't speak on Mike Breen's personal life.
Fair enough. I don't want to even think about it, Tiki, to be honest. So we'll move on quickly. As I've often said, Thibodeau, he's not a Hall of Fame coach, guys. He's a walk of shame coach because come the playoff time, he goes from 10 to 2, and you know exactly what I mean. And I think Knicks fans should not be hating Tyrese Halliburton. I think they should be thanking the Kurt Angle of the NBA. You see, Tyrese Halliburton, he won a gold medal with a broken freaking voice box. And last night when he hit that shot, you heard exactly why he went from overrated to underappreciated, because he might have brought back the Reggie Miller choke gesture in their series. But the other chant that Tyrese Halliburton might have brought back is not who's your daddy, but where's your daddy? Because you want to talk about a WWE script. He might have got Jalen Brunson's dad fired if I had my way with the Knicks. Because you see what it is? I think not only the paid actors and the fake fans at Madison Square Garden got to James Dolan, I think the big donors might have got to James Dolan. Because the Nova Knicks, the conclave has come together, and we're waiting for the orange and blue smoke to come up from those dirty sewers outside Penn Station. But I think maybe Jim Dolan reached out to Steve Cohen and saw what he did, and he realized scared money doesn't make money. So you can take all those $30 million, Tom, to the bank, because it's no biggie for the next couple of years, because you'll be getting paid to do nothing.
Well done there, Kendrick. That was a hell of a call.
Nice.
It really was.
Nicely done.
He's like a smarter, more elegant version of Ozzie and Woodridge.
Yes.
And I like Ozzy. I mean, Ozzy's like a dirtier version of himself. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick's like the buttoned-up person. Let's go to Joe in East Islip. Hey, Joe.
Happy Friday.
No doubt.
Happy Friday indeed. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not asking how you're doing because we listeners got reprimanded the other
day. That's true. And yet
that,
I continue to do it, which makes me like the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Well, I will say a lot of callers do genuinely care about how you guys are doing. At least I do about Tiki being a huge Giants fan.
Thank
and
you,
positive Tommy. A little bit on the fence with you, Evan. But
it's all
anyway.
Right. I respect it.
I want to increase the intensity of your tsunami trade.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes. It's a crazy innovative idea. The Knicks you mentioned, all of them fine, whatever package. Giannis, yes. But also Doc Rivers. as coach.
Oh, my God.
It's happened in sports before to trade for a coach or a manager, but it's rare. What do you think?
What do I think? The answer is no.
Yeah. When did it happen?
I love his thinking, though. I got to tell you, that happened? Is creative thinking.
When did it happen?
When a coach was traded.
Yeah, when did it?
Jason Kidd was traded from the Nets to the Bucks for a second-round pick, 2 second-round picks, if memory serves correct. It has happened before. I don't know.
I've only heard it in football. Like, it happened in football.
Well, it happened. I'm telling you, Jason Kidd happened.
Yeah.
And there's a few other examples. They don't jump at me at the top of my head. Huh. It's rare, but it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can intermingle it with a transaction involving big players. But I love his thought. His thought is, all right, you want a tsunami? Is that what you want? Is that how we're going to get Giannis? Well, then take Doc Rivers. Now, that's a tsunami.
What about Doc Rivers?
He has to become the new head coach. That's his point.
Oh, I got you.
What do you think? He's going to be the backup point guard?
I didn't know what he was talking about.
He's saying the tsunami. So I suggested, if you're just tuning in, because there was a report out of Milwaukee that the Knicks are preparing a quote-unquote tsunami-like offer, whatever that is. So I came up with one because the Knicks don't have a lot of draft capital to deal, and the tsunami-like offer was take back Damian Lillard.
Yes.
So Joe, thinking along those lines, said, how about you take back Doc Rivers to coach the team?
I got it.
Would you do that one, Tommy? Would you take back Doc Rivers to coach the team?
Well, I was thinking of along a practical basis, not a facetious basis.
Oh, no, this is not practical.
Yours was practical.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Because that's what teams want to do when they have these ridiculous contracts and they have no way to get rid of them.
Yeah, no, mine is practical, even if it's something the Knicks should never do. Our last caller was also funny.
On the Doc Rivers thing, the Clippers did acquire Doc Rivers from the Celtics.
That was a trade, too.
That was a trade. And Stan Van Gundy, the Magic to the Heat.
What did they give up?
A 2019 first-round pick.
Well, they did give up a first-round. A what first-round pick? What year did you say?
2019.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you said 2029. I'm like, what?
Still waiting for that thing?
The Nets-Bucks one was 2 second-round picks. I remember that. So I think the compensation, if the Knicks were trading for a coach, not Doc Rivers, but let's say Jason Kidd, I think it would be this first-round pick they own from the Wizards that's really protected.
Yeah.
That is probably going to turn into 2 number 2s. So I think that's what they would send over. But that Doc Rivers thing is funny. That makes me
laugh. I mean, it's creative.
Very creative.
Although unrealistic and not worthy.
No. Rick is in White Plains. Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Evan, it's great to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you since the Evan and Joe days. How are you?
Welcome back, sir. Thank you for calling.
It's great to speak with you. I really love your show. Big fan. You and I both bleed Mets orange and blue, and we're both writers. And keep an eye out for a little goodie bag for me coming in the mail.
That was very nice of you. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. I, too, bemoan the loss of the printed ticket and all the hope that came in that little booklet that arrived every year.
Yeah.
So you would speak in my language. But look, I'm not particularly superstitious, but when it comes to tempting the fates, your call on the Mets game yesterday, you like baited the sweetest fisherman's lure for the fates you ever could, and it happened just like you predicted, with a horrifying loss at the end of the game. And I'm watching that game, and I'm thinking, Evan's nightmare is coming true, so please, bear in mind that you may have a direct line into the fates and be kinder to our Mets in the future.
I have learned my lesson. I will never, ever go on the radio and say, I'm okay with a loss, and then say, but I wouldn't be okay if it goes this way, because all I'm doing is tempting our fate. So I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm sorry. I screwed the New York Mets last night. And if the Mets lose the division by one game or miss the playoffs by one game, or don't have home field advantage by one game, or whatever you want to come up with, it's on me.
Michael Conforto does it against the Mets.
Shut up! God, that made me sick.
I thought he was going to say again for a second. Does it again.
Pete's in Queens. What's up, Pete?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just have I want to say two things, but I have a question for Evan. I forgot what he said as I was listening.
All right.
The trade with Giannis.
Yes, I basically said the tsunami trade idea would involve giving up everything and keeping back Dame. Yes.
No, somebody else called it a tsunami. Evan was just speculating on why it could be called a tsunami.
Yes, I do not get credit for the tsunami name. That came from a reporter in Milwaukee.
I get that.
Yes. All right, okay. So what's up?
But you did come up with something for Giannis.
Yes.
What was your idea?
It was taking back the exorbitant contract of Dame Lillard, who unfortunately has a torn Achilles, while giving up Cat, OG, Mikal, and Mitchell Robinson.
Why do you have to give up so many? Just for, let me tell you, Giannis is perfect for New York.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he wants to make him. I want him more. KD, I want no part of that.
Okay. Because of his age, or because he never wanted you to begin with? He actually wanted your little brother more.
No.
Which part?
No, I don't care about that really too much. I don't take that personally.
Good.
I think he is older, but he's a prima donna, and he's a cancer in a locker. The Knicks have a certain they're still keeping their groove. They're still keeping their togetherness in a certain respect. So to bring him in, it's going to change the whole team.
I disagree with you on a lot of levels with him.
Co-sign the cancer thing with KD. I think he's
co-sign it. It's BS.
Right. He was great in Golden State as a jump into an already great team and help them be greater. I think he was probably the same, say, for recovering from an Achilles tear in Brooklyn. I don't think he was the bad guy.
No,
he's never been the bad guy.
He's not a bad guy. I mean, I look back at the time in Brooklyn, and he really doesn't deserve blame at all for it, other than if you want to blame him for getting hurt.
Well, other than...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Quitting the way that he did.
Asking out?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's after it was over. Like, you're right. I can criticize him for asking out, but the destruction of the Nets wasn't about Kevin Durant. It never was. So, sure, you're right. And looking back on it, I'm kind of glad he did, because if he stayed here and the Nets kept trying to win, it was probably just going to get worse in terms of success.
Yeah,
so they were probably better off selling it off for the
piece of Mikal Bridges and the draft picks that they got. And what all that turned into was even more draft capital, including getting their own draft capital back.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not even the point. That's more of a net discussion. It's more that calling Durant a cancer or saying he's bad in the locker room is fiction. I'm telling you right, that part is not true. If you have a problem with his age or the way he plays or his health or even his fit in the offense, those are fine. Saying he's a problem in the locker room is literally making stuff up.
Yeah.
I can't co-sign that because it's BS. I've been doing something over the last 5 minutes that is blowing my mind.
What's that?
And I'm going to reveal the statistics coming up a little bit later on. Max Fried pitched for the Yankees last night. You guys saw the game?
Great recovery from his Dodger outing.
Right. It feels like Max Fried, whenever he's pitched after a Yankee loss, has been great.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together all the numbers. Like, I literally sat here, and the statistics on Max Fried after Yankee losses is going to blow your mind. We'll get to that in a few minutes, but I do need to play something for you and play something for the audience. I don't know if you've noticed this, but Knicks fans have really turned on Karl-Anthony Towns to a level where I would argue over the last year, and it's actually been less than a year. It's been like 9 months.
And he's barely been there that long.
I agree. He has faced more irrational hate than any other New York athlete in such a short period of time. And I wanted to show that to you and show that to the audience. And Rosie and I were talking before the show, and we're like, we could just play clips of people, some people who work here, some callers, or we can make it a musical. So we decided to make it a musical.
Is this an AI musical?
No. Oh. It's a real song. Oh. It's actually a great song from the 90s. I'm not sure if you guys remember it. The song was called Smelly Cat. The artist was this really cool performer. Her name was Phoebe Buffay. Are you familiar with her work?
No idea. I've never heard that name, nor have I heard of Smelly Cat.
Really? You don't go to coffee shops much, do you?
I do not.
Interesting. So anyhow, we present to you a package to show you the irrational hate Cat has gotten from all circles in a little thing we call Smelly Cat. Go ahead.
Get out of here, Cat, you stink!
He's a step slow because he's fat.
Smelly Cat, what are they feeding you?
Sloppy mess at times. Well,
he know he is. I agree. He's a big sloppy mess. Always flailing. Always flailing. He's got that dumb look on his face. There's something about Karl-Anthony Towns. Number one that I do not trust.
And at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He shows you flashes where he's the best player on the court. Not enough. He doesn't play enough defense. He bitches and moans. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
Think about some of the things that were just said about him. He's a loser. He flails his body. He's fat. He's an idiot. I mean, it's... Carl, if you're listening, I just want to say on behalf of everybody, we're sorry.
Right. Apologize for our colleagues.
Because it's not that Cat doesn't deserve criticism. It just feels, and I don't actually think any of the individual critiques you just heard were that out of line. It's when you combine them.
Yeah.
It's when you think
No, it's when you set it to music. And bad music at that. Now I know why I've never heard of that music.
You thought that was bad music?
Smelly Cat?
You never heard that song?
I've never, ever, ever heard that song.
One of those rare times where something went completely over Tiki's head. Do you want me to explain it?
I mean, I know it's Cat for Cat. But yeah. Okay. Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't mean that part. That's obvious. You know where that song came from?
No.
Came from the hit TV show Friends. And Phoebe Buffay her real name is Lisa Kudrow.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she used to play Smelly Cat at the cafe a lot.
Really?
And I thought that was the perfect song for the criticism that Cat faces.
Not familiar with that.
No, you didn't like that? So overall, because I said before the show to Rosie, if people like it, it's Rosenberg's idea. Mm. If it sucks, I'll take the blame. Mm. So Tiki, your thoughts on that little audio package?
It's sitting right between you two. You know what's right between you two?
What's that?
L's. Our bevy of L's.
I wanted to express the irrational hate Cat has faced in an entertaining way. So we just figured let's put it to music as opposed to just saying, all right, here's Gio calling him a loser. All right, here's Sal saying he flails like
an original idea.
Okay.
It's an original idea.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.